You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of God. We're in a study in the book of Revelation. Prior to getting started, let me get our info out here on this ministry. You can find us on the internet at wgodontheair.net. That's our website. I encourage you to go on there and click on the tab that says Discuss Today's Broadcast. On there, you can leave some comments. I'd love to hear what the Lord's speaking to you through this program, because this is where God speaks, and that is in His Word. And I encourage you to leave some comments on there to bless me as well, because I'd love to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. We're looking here at this Revelation chapter 2. We're looking at this church of Pergamos. Again, follow us on Facebook too at WGOD Radio. That's our Facebook, the fan page. I invite you to go there, like the page. Please go there and like the page. All these programs are uploaded on there. Daily encouragement sometimes, and scripture verses are up there, and you can follow along with us. Also, the Sunday sermons from Island Community Church, the church that I pastor here in Merritt Island, those programs are uploaded there as well. Speaking of Island, you're invited to come out to Island. On Thursday nights, I'm teaching this same book here, Revelation, from 6 to 7 p.m. Thursday nights. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. For more information, you can call me on my cell phone. The number is 321-209-4712 is a way to get a hold of me. I'd love to see you out at Island Thursday nights from 6 to 7. Also, our worship service Sunday mornings at 10:30. Now, here today, we're looking here at the Lord's complaint with this church. In verse 14 of chapter 2, he says, I've got a few things against you, because you have some people there that hold to this doctrine of Balaam, he said, who taught Balak to cast the stumbling block before the sons of Israel, both to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality. Now, in our last program, we made the comment, this king Balaam, or do I have it backwards? Balak was the king. Balaam was the prophet. The king hired the prophet to curse Israel, and he wouldn't do it. He said, I can only do what God leads me to do. See, but he wanted the money. And instead of getting up and cursing Israel, because he knew that he couldn't, he came up with another plan. His plan was to get the Jews to intermingle with non-Jews. And God strictly forbid that. So this was a way for him to have the same results that the king wanted without him saying anything. Thought it was wise. We see that he dies for this later on. You can read that. I think it's Numbers chapter 31. You can read about that. But in the meantime, friends, the same thing happens to you and I here today. How? By you and I being unequally yoked together with unbelievers. As it says in 2 Corinthians 6:14, Paul says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness and lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? You see, the same thing can happen to us. Not just a marriage partner, but a business partner as well. Imagine being in business with someone that doesn't share your values. Someone who doesn't believe in tithing. Someone who's not giving and caring and compassionate as you are, but maybe they're a brilliant business person, highly successful, but they don't follow the ways of God. Like this Chick-fil-A, imagine that. The owner of Chick-fil-A says, we're going to honor God and we're not going to open on Sunday. There's a lot of people out there that disagree with that, that wouldn't allow that. Same thing with you in business. Maybe you would say, Sunday is the Lord's day. We're closing on Sunday. I'm trusting God. And your business partner would say, no, you can't do that. And that creates, trouble, at least we could say, right? It would break up some businesses. In marriage, that would break up many marriages. It happened to Solomon as well. Solomon had many foreign wives. We read in 1 Kings chapter 11, among whom, or from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you, because surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. And Solomon clung to these in love. 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. And that's what happened here to this church. They followed after this doctrine of Balaam. Maybe they were getting married to unbelievers. Maybe they were in business with unbelievers. Okay, now the second correction, verse 15. Thus you also have those that hold to the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which likewise I hate. Look at that. We don't hear that very often, the Lord saying that he hates something. This is one thing that he hates. This doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Again, these Nicolaitans were the same problem in Ephesus. That is a lifestyle of anything goes. Sin doesn't matter because all your sins are already under the blood. You know, I've heard that kind of doctrine out here today. Here it goes. It goes something like this. Real questions. You know, the question is, has the Lord Jesus Christ already died for all of your sins? What's the answer to that? Well, it's yes. Has the Lord Jesus Christ died for the sins you're going to commit tomorrow? What's the answer to that? The answer is yes. Can the Lord be crucified again or die again for sins which you're going to commit, even though he already died for them 2,000 years ago? See where this is leading. And then the next question is, or the next statement is, well, don't worry about sin. He's already died for all of your sins. Just don't even worry. Sin is bondage, you see. Don't even think about it. You shouldn't even be conscious of sin. Now that is the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, but yet that's the doctrine right out here today. By free grace, people that tell you it's bondage to repent of sin, when 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess, it's conditional. If we confess our sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God's forgiving, even though his son died 2,000 years ago on the cross. His forgiveness of your sins is as conditional as the atheist out there that hasn't received Christ yet. Has he died for everyone's sins? I'll part company with the Calvinist there and say yes to everyone who receives him. I'm not a universalist. You've got to receive Jesus Christ. But he's already died for everyone's sins. He's died for your sins too, but you've got to confess them. If you confess your sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. As you confess them, the word homologeo means speak the same thing. It means speak what God already knows. Call them what they are. Turn from them Metanoia, repent, means change your mind. It means do an about face, leave them down there on the ground, and start going the other way. That's what that means. If you do that, then he is faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins. This is what the Nicolaitans had done. Nicholas, as a lot of people think, was one of the first deacons of the church you read about in Acts chapter 6. Now, this man apostatized from the faith and started this following of free grace. Maybe they put more emphasis in the spirit or in their own spirits than they did in their own flesh, that the flesh didn't matter. Didn't matter how you lived. All your sins have already been atoned for, so just don't worry about sin. But concentrate more on the spirit man. Okay, now he moves on to verse 16. Repent, therefore. Exclamation point. I like this. He says, repent, therefore, or else. Repent, or else. Or else what? Or else I will come to you quickly and make war against them with the sword of my mouth. There's that sword again, the double-edged sword that started this letter, meaning all he has to do is say whatever he's going to say. Repent, therefore, or else I will come to you quickly and I'll make war against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to him some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except he who received it. Okay, so what's the manna that he's talking about, the hidden manna? Well, the hidden manna is him. Exodus 16:4, we read about the manna. John 6:32 and 33, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And then verse 35, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. I got time for this last point here on the white stone. What is the white stone? What does it signify? Well, the white stone is the means of being admitted into heaven. Now, here's a couple of things of what a white stone meant 2,000 years ago. A white stone signifies these two things. Number one, acquittal by jury. When you were found by the judge not guilty, they gave you a white stone. Also, the second thing a white stone was used for was a token of admission for festivals or banquets. I like that. White stone. You're going to be given a white stone. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then a white stone is given to you. We're out of time, and that about wraps up this letter here to the church in Pergamos. And our next study, we'll move on to the corrupt church, the Church of Thyatira. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.